So you're asking the question, how to properly concentrate when sitting to practice any limb or bhakti anga, sadhana, sadhana bhakti, puja, bhagavat pat, shastra swadhyaya, tap, gayatri, jap, tirtha yatra, takuji darshan, mandir parikrama, giriraj parikrama. These are all laga-laga items of devotion. Bhakti Anga. Samaste, Bhakti Anga. So now the question is how to concentrate. And the answer we're giving is that each limb of bhakti requires a specific approach and a specific form of concentration, which I'll give you the general pattern now. I'll give you the principles of concentration. The principles I will explain or outline, with Guru's blessings. The principles of devotional concentration. Because in the field of business and other studies as a student, there are other principles of concentration, although some of them are similar, what I'm going to say. First of all, the instrument of concentration is complicated, but it involves basically the mind and the intelligence. The man and buddhi combined together in the act of concentration. The mind has two basic functions and three secondary functions. The primary functions of the mind are the two primary functions of man or mind are sankalpa and vikalpa, accept and reject. Now we're talking about five things here, the mind and five functions. Two primary and three secondary, the gona vritti or gona lakshana. So in review, two of them are sankalpa and vikalpa. Like you make a sankalpa. That means you accept something, you make a vow, a brata, an affirmation, a determination. I want this. I will do this to get that. That's called sankalpa. You do it in puja, you do it in school, you do it in business. I'm going to China to meet these people and buy their goods and bring it back to Delhi and sell. That's your sankalpa. That's statement of intention. Statement of intention is sankalpa. Isn't that a good definition? Sankalpa vikalpa, accept and reject. Oh, my senses, my indriya, my gyanindriya. My eyes say, oh, this she looks good. Forget about this looks good. She looks good. So the eyes, rupam, and nose, ganda, tongue, swad, ras, swad, ears, shabda, sound, hand, sparsha, touch, panch, indriyas, objects. How do you say? Tanmatra. Objects of the senses are called what? Shabda, rasa, it's called tanmatra. Indriya, vishay. Vishay means object. Vishay. So the eyes see, and then the eyes collect. Oh, here's one beautiful woman. Then they throw that picture, that form, that rupam, to the mind, to man. Then mind, it accepts or rejects. Now, what is the basis of the mind's action? The actual boss behind the mind is buddhi, discrimination, higher faculty, higher experience, morality, training, beliefs, knowledge, all these things are residing in the buddhi, intelligence. If someone's buddhi, there's trigunam, there's tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun, ignorance, passion, and goodness. Tamagun means inertia, lack of movement, procrastination, sleep, death, destruction, tamagun, ignorance. Rajagun means movement, creation, building, movement, construction, anger, lust, greed. This is all rajagun. Then sattvagun means peace, maintenance, peace, cooperation, love, care, compassion, unity, harmony, sattva. These are the attributes. So now the mind has received some interesting input from the eye. The eyes of For a man or a woman, opposite woman sees a handsome, beautiful, rich, powerful, strong man, sees that in that image, you know, just the way you hold a camera, and it goes, click, you know, the cell phone camera that makes something like this goes, boink. It's somehow deposited in there in the memory bank. So with it, eyes like a camera, the retina. So we take the image, okay, man or woman, depending on the gender, and goes into the mind. Now the mind has to have some, make a decision. But decision making is with the intelligence. The mind can simply accept or reject based on what, like you get, here's pretend this, I'm the mind. On this picture frame, this is, I'm a man and it's a beautiful woman. And now I got this picture, this beautiful woman in my mind. The mind says, well, you know, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, like, well, because I can accept this woman or I can reject this woman. I can sankalpa or I can vikalpa. Now, what's to decide? That's where intelligence comes in. The power of choice. The power of choice. The power of, we say discrimination means power of choice. To choose, the power is to choose to accept or reject. And according to how sattvic a person is, or how intelligent they are, and spiritually realize, that's how much they can control the mind. Because this is the question he's asking. The person is sattvic and religious. His mind, his intelligence is sattvic and religious. Then when he sees a beautiful woman in the mall, in the marketplace, or in a lonely place, or he's walking somewhere across a parking lot and it's dark and there's no one around, suddenly the door opens up of the car and he sees a beautiful woman. His mind sees, oh, and he feels desire. Desire, of course, is a whole other level. That's coming from the citta. But it's like this whole interplay of, this is one of those things again. Interplay between the citta, buddhi, man, and indriya. The citta is all the sanskaras. Sanskaras. And that's a deeper subject. But let's just talk about the mind. Because to answer the question, because we can give a 3-hour dissertation on this whole thing. And the basic question is how to control the mind. So this is not giving an example. So when the person's intelligence is situated dharmically, is situated in sattva-guna, which means God, which means religion, which means I understand there's deha and atma, sharir and atma. There's body and soul. I am atma. I am eternal. Aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi. This is, sharir is temporary, asat, but I am sat. And this body is miserable, unhappy, but I am anand. And this body is foolish, forgetful, stupid, and make mistakes, and illusioned, we get illusioned. That's the achit. But I am sat and I am chit. I am fully conscious, fully aware. Vidvan. Sat chit anand. I am blissful. My atma, atmasuk, atmasuk, atmanand, atmananda. You know, some swami, swami atmananda. Everyone is atmananda. Every jivatma is atmananda, by swabhav, swabhavika, by nature. This is the situation. So now we're covered with some amnesia, forgetfulness, illusion. Oh, who am I? Oh, I'm Mr. Smith. I'm American. I own a car factory. I build cars, and I have 3 children, and I have a big bungalow. I'm so important. I'm the mayor of the city. It's all maya. It is not eternal. It is not sat. It is not sat. It is not chit. It is not ananda. It's asat, achit, and nirananda. It's all coming from a lower plane. So therefore, when a man is in a situated, in, he's in the body and he's acting, okay, family, single, whatever, brahmachari, bachelor, grihast, married, working, school, ashram life, whatever. But because he's a religious person, he sees in that parking lot, that lady, and he thinks, oh, she's somebody's wife or whoever. I have my wife. I have no business with her. This stupid pagalmana, crazy mind. Why are you looking and be, let me enjoy. This is maya. This is adharmic. It's sinful. It's pop. So then the intelligence says, oh, you've accepted this beautiful woman in your mind? Now it's there, it's resting. But still, sankalpa and vikalpa hasn't happened. It's just the mind is collecting. It's called dharana. Dharana. Dharana means holding. It's part of yoga. There's dharana, then dhyan. So the mind is, the sense of the eye says, hey, take this. The eyes throw this handsome man. And the mind goes, whoa. And then the intelligence goes, yeah. Because the intelligence is rajasic buddhi, tamasic buddhi. Yeah, oh, right, let's go. Let's party. And then the intelligence makes a... The tamasic intelligence gives a tamasic idea to the mind, a tamasic sankalpa. Yes, accept it. But that's the tamasic man, the rajasic man. A man is his... Where is his buddhi? Where is his paramarthic vigyan? And where is his, you know, his morality? That's resting in the intelligence, buddhi. So when we get intoxicated, we take drugs. It's called gross forgetfulness. When we take drugs, whiskey, booze, etc., that destroys the buddhi. So we get intoxicated, mudda. And we can't choose. We lose our power of choice. We lose our power of discrimination. And who takes control? The mind and the senses. They run with you. Come on, Atma. They grab the Atma and say, come on, you're coming with us. Hell with your buddhi. Buddhi chordye. And then you commit murder, you commit sin, you commit rape, do all kinds of crazy things under the control of the mind. Conclusion is, because as it's obvious, if we take a lot of whiskey, now, you know, one glass, two glass, okay, not too bad. We can kind of control control ourselves, which means you maintain the power of discrimination. You preserve your power of choice and use it wisely and correctly and morally and dharmically. And don't misbehave. But if you go overboard and drink a whole body, a bottle of Diplomat or, what is it, Chivas Regal or Johnny Walker, then it's like anything's possible. Because then all you are is mind and indriya and man. And mind is a fool. Mind can accept, the senses can conquer the mind in a second. If the man loses his intelligence. So he's drinking whiskey. Hey, what are you looking at me for? Hey! Because he carries a gun. He's a businessman. He's a crorepati. So he carries a gun and a suit jacket because he's always moving around crores of rupees. And somebody's in a bar. He gets totally drunk. The crorepati. And some guy just looks at him. Hey, who are you? Why are you getting drunk? You're looking at me funny. Hey! And then the mind says, hey, who is this stupid? Hey! And the mind tells the hand, yes, because the senses don't move unless the mind tells it. You get injection, what do they call it? Anesthesia. You get anesthesia. What happens? The mind can't tell the senses what to do. The mind cannot tell the senses. He's drilling your teeth, and your teeth are saying, ow, 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 ow. And your gums are saying, ow, ow, ow. But you're not saying ow, because your mind is not connected to your teeth, because they gave you anesthesia. And it goes to your mind, and you're drugged. You're in tamagun. You're in tamagun, so you've lost the mind, and intelligence and atma have lost contact with the body. You don't feel it. Why? Because of intoxication. So the mind, the more we make it sattvic, the more powers of concentration. So if we engage in any rajasic activities, rajasic or tamasic food, people, places, thoughts, activities, it contaminates the mind and prevents us from concentrating when we want to. How to become pure, how to make the mind pure and sattvic, and that has, there's on all levels, we have to tighten up our program to get the optimum power of concentration. And all these departments, we have to become sattvic. We have to become sattvic in our speech. In other words, sattvic means close to, whatever we do, we have to mix God there. What does sattvic mean? What does real sattvic mean? If you want to really have a pure mind and a concentrated mind, you have to mix God. You have to mix God in all your activities. So you want something, nothing, if you don't give, you can't get. I want money. Can I get money just by saying I want money, I want money? I have to give something. I have to give my time, get an education, get qualification, get a job, and get money. So I have to give a lot. So if you want the power of concentration so you can concentrate on God, which is a good thing, so you want the power of concentration on Bhagavan, you have to pay. Are you ready to pay? Because every power, every ability is God-given. It's given by God, created by God, and given by God. So if you want, you have to mix all your activities with God. So how do you mix all your activities with God? I told already 10 minutes ago, if you mix your activities with God, then you'll become sattvic and get the power of purity of mind and concentration. So eating. We have many activities. One is eating, one is sleeping, mating, so many things. Mitun, ahara, nidra, maitun, bhayam. We have all these activities, so we have to mix God. So eating, for example. How do you mix God in your eating? Because if I mix God in my eating, then I become sattvic. When I become sattvic, buddhi, then I have powers of concentration and purity of mind. So how do you mix God? You have to only eat prasadam. And then Krishna says, I don't eat onions and garlic. So then you have to stop eating onions and garlic. Oh, wait a minute, you know. I can't eat without onions and garlic. So like you go in the Honda dealer and say, I want that Honda City. He says, 12 lakhs. I'll give you 9. I can't give you 3 more lakhs. He said, bye. No Honda City. So I want powers of concentration. Oh, Bhagavan. Okay. Give up onions and garlic for me. Oh, no. Chalega, Jack. Bhagavan, ciao. I don't need powers of concentration. I need onions and garlic. It's like someone says, I want to drink pure water, pure clean water. But every time before he drinks a glass of water, he takes a chamach and takes some dirt and he puts it in a glass of water and drinks it. And then someone says, oh, this water doesn't taste good. It's not very pure. It's not pure. It's all full of dirt. So his friend says, listen, Jack, you know, stop putting dirt in your water and you'll experience the pure, sweet water. The mind is the water. Pure water means pure mind. So when the mind is pure, then it can concentrate. But if we keep putting dirt in the water, then the water will never be clean or pure. No concentration. So the choice of putting dirt in the water is ours. It's my free will. That's our choice. Okay, I'm not going to put mud in my mind. I get the newspaper. And I read the newspaper, all mundane, gramya katha, useless, mostly useless things. So I'm reading the paper, mostly I'm looking at the ladies. Oh, she's nice. Oh, look at that train. The train wrecked. There was a train crash. Look at that girl. Nice. Oh, look, this politician got caught stealing 500 crores. Oh, he's very naughty. You know, so we're reading the paper, but we're mostly putting dirt inside our mind. This woman, that woman. It's waste. So the mind can never become pure. We have to channel the mind and put the mind always in sattvic, pure things. Read Shastra, newspaper, waste of time. And all these things, and hearing food, reading food, people, places, activities. Everything must be sattvic. And that, so this is the general principles. And how to specifically do that, you can study Shastra or talk to devotees. They can guide you how to eat sattvically, how to think sattvically. So I'll give you some basic idea. Now I'll give you a practical method to use in every activity of sadhana. Usable, you know, so I'm going to give you a technique to use. Every single action in bhakti, bhakti anga, bhakti seva, bhakti karya, bhakti abhyas, yoga sadhana, bhakti sadhana abhyas, every action, the focus, the center is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The objective and the goal is the pleasure, the happiness of Krishna. Krishna should be happy. He should be pleased. This is love. Every action in bhakti, they are expressions of your love towards Bhagavan. If we love someone, we will try to show our love, and love means to make our beloved happy. All these different items, when we sit to perform them and we can't concentrate because the mind is chanchala, and chakara, running, spinning, jumping everywhere, then we should become humble in that particular practice, whatever that is in bhakti. At that particular time, we should become humble beggars. Because, and we fold our hands and say, hey Bhagavan, I'm trying to read Gita as my Roj Sadhana Abhyas, my daily practice of sadhana. But my mind is jumping and I can't read. Now Prarthana. The answer I'm giving you is Prarthana. Swadhyaya Prarthana Kesat. Puja Prarthana Kesat. I'm doing puja. Oh, how's my wife? I hope she's okay. What? You're supposed to be thinking of Bhagavan and meditating on his rupam, and you know, no mind, no, all mind there in the puja, in the ishta, my ishta day in puja. Hey Bhagavan, my mind is jumping. Please help me. Ding, 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 ding. Please help fix my mind on your form, on your name. Govinda Damo Dharamadaviti. And like this. This Bhagavan Prarthana, Bhagavan Stuti Stotram Prarthana, prayers. Prayers to God. This is the psychic. This is the psychic background. This is the psychic foundation or psychic background to all of our external actions with our body. And Bhagavan can, because it's impossible to control the mind, it's impossible to concentrate the mind unless you get the help of God. So we pray, whatever we're doing, puja, laga laga, cheese, sadhana, we pray. And the best form of prayer, the best way to pray is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because if you chant your day, if you want to live with the Lord of play, you have to chant your days away.